Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal and here are the top headlines at this hour. Second wave peak likely in June, says CLSA. Bajaj FinServ Q4 profit jumps fourfold to Rs. 979 crore. IndiGrid NCD issue subscribed nearly 10 times. Covishield price for states reduced by 25%. Maharashtra lockdown to be extended by 15 days. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. A strong set of quarterly earnings by banking and financial companies, general optimism ahead of US Fed's policy outcome later in the day, and heightened action in the derivative segment ahead of Thursday's monthly F&O expiry pushed benchmark indices higher for the third straight day. Sensex climbed 780 points for the day, while Nifty, which was struggling to get past 14,400 a few days ago, closed above 14,850, up 1.5%. Wednesday was the third straight day when benchmark indices delivered over 1% return. Overall, the broad-based rally added Rs. 6 lakh crore to investor wealth during the three-day period. For the day, Bajaj FinServ rallied 8%, followed by IndusInd Bank and Bajaj Finance that gained 5% and 4% respectively. ICICI Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, SBI and Bajaj Auto rose 3 to 4%. There were no takers for FMCG stocks such as ITC and Nestle India, which ended up to 1% lower. We have with us Mr. Rusmik Oja of Kotak Securities to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Oja. Banking had been an underperforming sector for some time. Given the Q4 results so far, do you think asset quality concerns were unwarranted?
The recent decline in stock prices since February 21 shows that the market is still quite concerned about the second wave. The impact of COVID on asset quality is likely to linger for a much longer period because recovery in business conditions and the resilience of borrowers would be different. In this background, the Q4 results of the top private sector banks like HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank and Axis Bank has turned out to be far better. These banks had been aggressively doing pre-provisioning in the previous quarters, and have been also strengthening the balance sheet by raising capital. There would be lower impact of the COVID on earnings estimates of private banks also going forward as compared to PSU banks. However, the concerns of asset quality will still persist. We find large private sector banks along with SBI to be relatively well placed, even if there is fresh case of economic slowdown caused by the localized lockdowns that we are witnessing as of now. We believe that the top three private banks should be able to navigate the crisis better than the mid-tier private banks. And between the top three, our preference is towards Axis Bank and ICICI Bank over HDFC Bank.
Do you think this market rebound is here to stay? What may influence the sentiment?
The behavior of Indian market is quite different than what's happening on the ground. Maybe investors are seeing the second wave as a short-term phenomena, and going by last year's experience, not many of them are tempted to sell. The strong earnings season that is panning out is also supporting the market. However, the Indian markets may not be out of the woods as of yet because we are still 30 to 45 days away from seeing the peak of COVID cases. If we go by the second wave pattern of developed nations, we see that cases have peaked in Europe in 2 months and in US in 3 months. Going by this pattern, India could take around 2 to 3 months for cases to peak. Since our second wave started in middle or third week of March, we can expect cases in India to peak out by end of May or by middle of June. So for India going forward, the key trigger for sentiment to turn positive could be the pace of vaccination. That will be the deciding factor. And in terms of any weak sentiment, it could be the sharp rise in COVID cases, which could spoil the market.
We also caught up with Mr. Aditya Agarwala of Yes Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Agarwala. Nifty has breached its key resistance level. Where is it headed?
Benchmark indices have been on a roll from the start of the week. Nifty 50 index has already added an impressive 3.65% gain to its tally in just 3 trading sessions, closing beyond the key short-term moving averages, that is the 20 DMA and the 50 DMA, clearly indicating return of buoyancy in the markets. However, following the recent up move, index is now approaching an overbought territory on shorter time frame chart, to be precise, on the hourly chart, and a stiff resistance zone between 14,950 to about 15,000 being a cluster of recent highs, which suggests that some profit booking can be seen. Moreover, upcoming session is an April FNO expiry session, and bouts of profit booking below 14,800 cannot be ruled out. On the flip side, if bulls manage to take the Nifty 50 above the intermediate high and resistance of 14,900, the up move may extend to levels of 14,950 to about 15,000 in the coming sessions.
Did gains in Nifty Bank surprise you? What are the charts suggesting?
Bank Nifty has outperformed the benchmark indices with gains of 6.3% in just three trading sessions, and this hasn't come as a surprise, honestly. RSI had started forming positive divergences after reaching extreme oversold territory, which clearly indicated that a short covering rally was coming. However, following this massive surge, traders should be a little cautious going into the expiry session, as the index is approaching its 50 DMA resistance at 34,200 and cluster of recent highs placed between 33,900 to about 34,000. Moreover, 50% Fibonacci retracement level of the entire downtrend from the recent all-time highs is also placed at 34,060, suggesting that this resistance wall between 33,900 to about 34,200 will be difficult to breach. RSI on shorter time frame chart has also reached overbought territory, suggesting a pause or a minor profit booking in the coming trading sessions cannot be ruled out. Moreover, below 33,400, index can drag to levels of 33,200 in the sessions, coming sessions.
Asian markets ended mostly higher for the day. European markets were trading mixed in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out atmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.